BBC News. Hello, I'm Gerry Smit. The search for a successor to the British Prime Minister Theresa May has highlighted the deep divisions within the governing Conservative Party over Brexit. One contender, the International Development Secretary Rory Stewart, said there was no way he could serve in a government headed by Boris Johnson, the current favourite to become Tory leader. Mr Stewart said Mr Johnson had already gone back on an assurance that he would not lead the country out of the EU without a deal, something Mr Stewart was unable to support.
That is something that's going to be very, very difficult to deliver because Parliament isn't going to vote for it. And it's also, even more fundamentally, it's not actually a thing. It's not a destination. It's a failure to reach a destination. So what they're promising is probably failure, delay and endless uncertainty. I could not serve in a government whose policy was to push this country into a no-deal Brexit. I think it would be a huge mistake, damaging, unnecessary, and I think also dishonest.
Mrs May, who announced on Friday that she'll resign, urged her party to find a compromise on Brexit. President Trump touches down in Japan shortly to begin a four-day state visit. He'll become the first foreign leader to meet Emperor Naruhito, who ascended the throne this month. His talks with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe are expected to cover North Korea and bilateral trade. From Tokyo, Rupert Wingfield Hayes reports.
This state visit has been personally choreographed by the Japanese Prime Minister to demonstrate just how important Mr. Trump is to him and to Japan. Tomorrow, the US President will present a special Trump Cup to the champion wrestler at the Summer Sumo Tournament. On Monday, he will be welcomed with lavish ceremony by Japan's new Emperor Naruhito, who will then host a state banquet for him. It is, of course, not without purpose. Japan is in the middle of very difficult trade talks with the US government, and President Trump is threatening to impose 25% tariffs on Japanese car imports if he doesn't get what he wants.
Rupert Wingfield Hayes reporting. The US Food and Drug Administration has approved what's said to be the most expensive medicine in the world. The one-off gene therapy, Zolgensma, will cost $2.1 million. The treatment is for spinal muscular atrophy, a rare inherited disease that affects infants. Its manufacturer Novartis has defended the high price, saying it compares favourably with the only alternative, which must be administered throughout the life of the patient. BBC News.